It's Friday, June 6th, and this is Brian with the Morning News. Give us 5 minutes and we'll give you the headlines you need to know to be in the know. President Trump emerged Thursday from a long-awaited 90-minute telephone call with Chinese leader Xi Jinping, encouraged that ongoing trade tensions could be soon resolved. Calling the conversation very good, Mr. Trump said in a social media post after the call that follow-up talks would soon be arranged with his economic team, and that he and Xi had invited each other to visit each other's respective nations. Mr. Trump said the call focused almost entirely on trade, without touching on other geopolitical issues like Iran and Ukraine. The call resulted in a very positive conclusion for both countries, Mr. Trump wrote on his post. It comes after a long period of silence between the leaders, and the discrepancy in how each side was talking, or not talking, about the call ahead of time only underscored a widening gulf between the world's two largest economies. During the call, Xi called for the United States and China to, quote, seek win-win results in the spirit of equality and respect each other's concerns, end quote, while urging Washington to remove the negative measures taken against China, according to a readout from China's Ministry of Foreign Affairs. In other news, at least 2,000 gallons of oil have spilled into the Baltimore Harbor as cleanup efforts are currently underway, officials said. Officials say a Johns Hopkins Hospital pipeline is the cause of the leak, but an investigation is currently underway to determine the exact cause. Coast Guard personnel remain on scene monitoring cleanup activities to ensure compliance with federal environmental response standards and adequate protection of the environment. The spill is currently contained in the marina at the South Central Avenue Bridge in Harbor East in an area roughly 100 yards by 250 yards. Around the world, a nighttime missile and drone attack on Ukraine killed at least 4 people and injured 20 others in Kyiv, as Russia targeted at least 6 regions across the country with 407 drones and 44 missiles in one of its largest coordinated attacks of the 3-year war. Ukrainian Air Force spokesperson Yuri Inat said the barrage included ballistic and cruise missiles, as well as a mix of strike drones and decoys. Ukrainian forces said they shot down about 30 of the cruise missiles and up to 200 of the drones. Ukrainian cities have come under regular bombardment since Russia invaded its neighbor in February of 2022. The attacks have killed more than 12,000 civilians, according to the United Nations. The war has continued unabated even as a U.S.-led diplomatic push for a settlement has brought 2 rounds of direct peace talks between delegations from Russia and Ukraine. The negotiations delivered no significant breakthroughs, however, and the sides remain far apart on their terms for an end to the fighting. Ukraine has offered an unconditional 30-day ceasefire and a meeting between President Volodymyr Zelensky and Russian leader Vladimir Putin to break the deadlock. However, the Kremlin has effectively rejected a truce and has not budged from its demands. Back in the U.S., the Supreme Court on Thursday handed down a unanimous ruling in a religious rights case, finding that a Catholic charity in Wisconsin can't be required to pay unemployment taxes when other religious groups are exempt. The High Court said the state's tax decisions created an advantage for groups with more overtly religious tone in their daily work, a violation of the First Amendment. Wisconsin argued that Catholic Charities Bureau has paid the tax for more than 50 years and does not qualify for an exemption because its day-to-day work doesn't involve religious teachings. Much of the group's funding is from public money, and neither employees nor people receiving services have to belong to any faith, according to court papers. Catholic Charities, though, said that it qualifies because its services to people who are disabled, low-income, or elderly are motivated by religious beliefs, and that the state shouldn't be making determinations about what work qualifies as religious. Now you know, and you're ready to go with the Morning News. Share this with a friend and subscribe to us wherever you listen to your favorite podcast. You can also sign up for our newsletter at themorningnews.com. Thank you for listening.